Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. Hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes. I thank you so much for downloading the show, as well as Stitcher Radio. And, of course, I say hello to all of you who are part of my Blog Talk Radio community, and I welcome all of you who have just joined the community this week, and, of course, those who may be joining me in the chat room. I hope you are having a great start to your week. I'm excited because this is show 296. We are four shows from 300. Yay! So I'm excited about that. And, of course, before we really get started in the show, I'm going to let you know that today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. And you can listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. And you can get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/get organized. Well, tonight I'm excited because my guest is the wonderful Lynn Edwards, and she's going to be talking about getting rid of the junk in your marketing and social media. And some of you out there have some junk, and we're going to talk about it tonight. Of course, the next half hour, I'm going to be providing some tips in my Taylor Tip Time. And, of course, as usual, I'll have my product suggestion, my app suggestion, of course, my repurpose suggestion of the week. But before I bring on Lynn, I always like to share some statistics and some facts with you, and this is in reference to social media. And these are the top social media venues as of February 2015, which is actually this month. Facebook is number one. Second, of course, is Twitter. Third is LinkedIn. Fourth is Pinterest. Fifth is Google+. And number six is Instagram. So you should be on one of those venues. Now, I'm going to now share some staggering numbers. Facebook, over. I hope I get this number right, because sometimes when you get past a certain number of zeros, you just kind of draw a blank. But 900 million a month. Twitter, 310 million. LinkedIn, 255 million. Pinterest, 250 million. Google+, 120 million. And Instagram is 100 million a month. That's a lot. That's a lot of visitors. So with that, I thought it was time to have Lynn on, because I see some things that we do that we shouldn't be doing that we need to just let go of. Lynn has successfully helped business owners manage their email marketing, social media, shopping carts, and websites with a caring tenacity for seeing each of these areas grow, and I'm one of those happy clients. Providing directions in these areas has helped her clients see a boost in their list building. Yes, Lynn has helped me do that. Social media, as well as sales. Lynn's good at that, too. So I am going to bring the wonderful Lynn Edwards on. Good evening, Lynn.
Good evening, Janet.
So are you excited about tonight?
I am. I'm always excited to be part of the Blog Talk Radio community with you.
Well, tonight the subject is, because we had talked about this before, getting the junk out of your social media and your marketing. And
yes,
from your perspective, because you know how I feel about all this, what is some of the junk business owners need to get rid of or stop doing when it comes to marketing? And you know my pet peeve is flyers.
That's right.
I mean, I think flyers are wonderful, but I feel in this day and age with the smartphones, the tablets, there needs to be another way for people to promote themselves. So, in your opinion, because you're the social media guru, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Well, I'm not against flyers per se. I'll start there because I know that that's a pet peeve for you. But it's not that you can't have a flyer. It's just that because our society is highly visual now, it just has to bring you up a notch in the way that you present yourself, the way that you present your company, the way you want to brand yourself. And, you know, that flyer that you used to create in Microsoft Word with the, you know, cutesy little graphics and or the, you know, outdated clip art, it's just not going to fly anymore. So it's a place where now, you know, we have to increase our ability of, you know, staying relevant, to stay relevant. And sometimes that means that you can't market your business or, you know, your organization or your, you know, nonprofit group. You can't market, you know, with the mindset of we're just going to throw everything at the wall and see what sticks, or we're going to, you know, just put it all in a pot and hope the soup comes out good. You have to market with a strategy. You know, everything you do, you have to strategize. And one of the things that I think that business owners do that would, I guess, be in the junk category is, you know, last-minute marketing. You know, if you're trying to market things at the last minute, that's where you don't, that's where you, you know, you find yourself in trouble because you find yourself scrambling, and then it's like, okay, we're just going to put something out. And then you don't have the, I guess, visibility that you need to, you know, make you look reputable because people won't buy from you if they don't trust you. People won't, you know, come to your event if they don't try. If your event looks trashy on paper, on social media, if it looks, you know, unorganized through what you've displayed, then you can't expect, you know, to get the results of, you know, income or attendance, you know. So I think that's kind of what how I'll sum up the flyer issue for you.
Well, you know, the flyer issue for me is that I'll get a flyer via email. And I guess because I'm so used to now, if there's an event I want to go to, I click the link on, which takes me either to a website where I can register and pay for a ticket, or it may take me to Eventbrite where I can do the same thing. So it makes it so much easier, whereas with a flyer, you know, sometimes people have it where I would have to print it out. I would have to cut out the little portion, fill out my name, you know, mail in my payment. And sometimes by the time I do that, it's like I lose interest, or time gets away from me, which I shouldn't say that as an organizer, but it does. So that's why I have this thing with flyers. It's like once my whole body just shuts down, it's like, do I really want to go through all of those steps? You know, whereas if I can just click it and pay for it, boom, I'm done. My ticket's already. But if do I really want to go through all of that? So that's why.
Well, I think you bring up a really interesting point. That's a very interesting point, and is a very valid point. And that was one of the things I had listed here for tonight, is that you have to stay relevant and you have to stay current with technology, because what worked 5 years ago will not work today. And in some instances, what worked last year really won't work today.
Mm-hmm.
So like you were saying, you know, with Eventbrite, Eventbrite is a wonderful free tool, because I'm always interested in getting people, you know, because one of the biggest things, Janet, that I think that with marketing, people always see that it has to cost so much money. And there are some things that you will have to invest in financially to see a greater result. But there are so many free marketing tools to help your business to grow and to expand and to look and feel where, you know, everything is visual now. So, you know, you want people to feel it when they see it. You want them to be captivated by what it is that you're offering or selling or promoting. So the look and feel of it has to be inviting. And Eventbrite is a tool that, you know, we can use to promote our events and, like you said, have people pay for it right then and there, get all the details about it. They don't have to call a telephone number. You should be able to list everything that you need. And if they do, you know, need to reach out, there should be some contact information there provided. But at the same time, you know, that it's still a valuable tool, like many others, that will promote your business. And, you know, clicking a link, you know, when, if somebody's, like you're saying, sending an email with a flyer in it, I'm not going to open your flyer. I'm really not, because I'm afraid of a virus. I'm not going to. So if it's just in there as an attachment, that's, you know, you're running the risk of people not being able to see what it is that you're offering. Even if it's a nice flyer, I'm just not going to open it, because I don't want to run the risk of getting a virus in my computer. So what I would recommend is, like you said, linking it in a PDF, or putting it on your website, or providing a link where they could visit your website, or, like you said, pay for the event. You know, there are so many different options that will not make your business, organization, church, whatever it is that you're promoting, look junky.
And that is so true. Well, my next question is, what is some of the junk we need to remove from our social media? And I say that because I was on LinkedIn, and I saw somebody's LinkedIn photo. And, of course, LinkedIn is more a professional venue.
Right.
But they had a picture of themselves with a child. And I couldn't understand, because the way they described what they offered had nothing to do with children at all. So I was like, okay, that was something they probably should not. They probably should have had a more professional photo out there, not one with a child. So what are some of the other things you see people doing in social media that they shouldn't, in regards to, could be posts, photos?
And that's it's photos. Excuse me, that's a good point. I think that, you know, and even for myself, this is something that I have, you know, listed as something that I need to do, and that's go back through some of the photos that I've uploaded years ago and remove them. I need to do, you know, kind of a cleaning out in my profile, and even in my on my business page, and just kind of for the purpose of, I don't look like that anymore. I don't offer that anymore. Because I don't have anything inappropriate on any of my pages. But if you have inappropriate things, you definitely might want to go back through and, you know, just kind of look and see what you have, especially on pages where, you know, you're trying to promote your business, or you're trying to get people to look at you in a different light. You want them to see you, you know, in a way that is going to cause, you know, attraction and not, you know, repel them. So, you know, that was, and for me, when I was saying that I'm going to go in and remove some of my photos, it's because I saw where, you know, I had some pictures of my kids in there, and I'm like, I really don't want my kids on the internet like that. I probably shouldn't have done that, you know. So, you know, just going in and kind of removing some things, and that, you know, clears out the clutter more than it being junk, but just that it's cluttering up the space. And, you know, I'm in a different space, so I want to, you know, see things on my page differently. And I want other people, as they're coming in and getting to know me, to see, you know, things that I have, in, especially in my business page. You know, so there are some things that, you know, I need to update. There are some things that you may need to update in your page, and you know, make it more relevant for now, you know, in your Facebook page, on your Twitter page. And then, you know, I love the staggering numbers that you gave with the social media venues, because if you're not on social media, I don't want to take for granted that everyone's on social media, but if you're not and you're trying to promote a business, or you're trying to, you know, you have event or you have a class or whatever it is, and you're trying to promote it and you're not on social media, you are missing out on these numbers. 900 million, did you say million or billion? 900 million followers on
million.
Facebook every
million.
Week?
I think it says million, yeah. You know. Yeah. I mean, monthly. These are monthly. Because I had
monthly,
you know,
numbers.
Do
okay.
Counting with the zeros.
Right.
Yes. I'm like,
that's
900 million.
That's a huge amount of people. That's a huge amount of people. And if you can corner a small amount of that for your business or for whatever it is that you're promoting, I think it's the best way to go. And so removing some of the junk in those areas, if you're already on social media, you might want to clean up your pages. You might want to, you know, make some things look a little bit better. You might want to reconsider some of your posts prior to posting. You may want to, again, I think it all comes back to strategy. You always need a strategy going into marketing. And if you have a strategy, it helps you to flow, helps things to flow a little bit more easily so that you're not overwhelmed with, you know, because sometimes if you put junk out there, you get junk. You know, you get the wrong type of people following you, or you get the wrong type of people on your page. Or, and you're going to get that anyway sometimes, but if you're more thoughtful about what it is that you want to put out and how it is you want to be represented, I think that will help you, you know, in making better choices in your social media.
And I like what you said about a plan, because one of the things that you taught me is to, one, just do one at a time. And, yes, these are the top, and I'm glad to say that I'm on all of them. But I started one time, it was just all I focused on was getting past a certain number in Twitter. Then the next thing was getting past a certain number of people in LinkedIn and making sure that was good. So now I'm going between the Facebook and the Instagram, just trying to stay current and relevant with those. But also you told me to have a social media calendar. And that thing has just transformed the way I see social media and how to plan my posts, et cetera. So you're right, that plan definitely, definitely helps.
Yeah, having a plan and being singular at times, I think, you know, because like I said, with just marketing in general, you know, people just want to throw everything in and see what works. But if you can, you know, figure out what it is that my target market wants, what is it that they're looking for from me, and how can I reach them through these venues effectively. And as you think about that, I was home watching daytime TV, and I was watching this commercial, and I noticed that I had never seen the commercial in the evening time. And it was what's his name? Montel Williams, and he was promoting some kind of money, something or whatever. And then I said, you know, that commercial never comes on at night. And I realized that it's because the target market for that commercial are people who are home, who don't have money yet, or who have money challenges. So they're promoting that commercial at a particular time to reach a particular market. And in social media, I think a lot of times we don't do that. As I'm examining people's businesses, I notice that they don't reach out to the right people at the right time on the right venues and in the right, you know, places. And so, you know, you miss out on what it is that you're really trying to accomplish. It's like, I'm just going to put it out there. I'll put it all on Hootsuite, let it, you know, fly wherever. And if you don't know when the people on Twitter are clamoring for what it is that you offer, then you're going to miss that target market. If you don't know your Instagram community, you know, you're going to miss certain things, and you're going to post out of season. It's going to be, you know, out of timing, and you're going to keep missing. Yep. So.
And you're right. You're right, because I had to learn really the benefits of Pinterest. I think sometimes people think that's just something unknown, but when you do something where there's a visual aspect to it, Pinterest is like a gold mine to you, because people are visual and they like seeing things. I know they like seeing organizing products or projects, and things like that. So they like seeing that stuff. So yes, you're right. It's about knowing, having a plan and really knowing, you know, when your market and your target audience
right.
is utilizing that. So now, okay, we're in February. Hard to believe March is upon us.
Right.
So we will be entering soon the second quarter of the year. So what are some things we really need to think about when it comes to marketing?
For me,
I know when I think of quarters and things like that, I always think seasonally, but that's just
right,
because
exactly.
of what I do. It's like, oh, gosh, spring is here, so, Jan, you better come up with some spring organizing tips. So.
Right. Absolutely. You need to be looking at the calendar. And if you haven't done it, you know, at the start of the year, and like you said, that the calendar that I suggested to you, that goes throughout the entire year. So even though we're just looking at the second quarter, you know that Christmas is in December. Don't wait till November to start trying to figure out what your marketing strategy is. You know, that's something that you could be working on through the whole year, about how you want to reach your audience with whatever it is that your plan is the key word there. Whatever your plan is to market your business or whatever your organization is. So right now it's the second quarter. Well, you know that, like you just said, spring is coming, summer is coming following that. You know, for those two quarters, what are you planning on offering your audience? What type of post would you be deciding to put into your social media? Does your website need an overhaul? What is your email marketing looking like? Have you sent out any email marketing this year? Would you, you know, all those things that, you know, you really want to do. And even just thinking of campaigning ideas, you know, I'm not a great graphic artist, but, you know, I can put something together. So
mm-hmm.
are you thinking about what your second quarter, you know, you've just come through the winter months, you've just had, you know, we've gone through all these storms and ice, you know, people are going to be looking forward to the spring. What do you have that will suggest to them, ooh, see me, because it's spring. My business can offer you what? You know, you want to bring relief to people who have just come out of, you know, we're coming out of this rough winter time. What does your business have to offer them at the end of this season? And how can they transition with you into the next season? And that's what, you know, what I would recommend for the next quarter.
And that's a good idea, Lynn, because it seems like at Christmas, like you said, it's the same time, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, the same
yeah.
time, but sometimes it just catches us off guard. I mean, but if we really took a cue from some of the stores, I mean, yes, we laugh and joke that in September, all of a sudden, you're seeing Christmas decorations, but
mm-hmm.
if that's a trigger for some of us to like, oh, wait a minute, do I have my Christmas campaign? Do I have my Black Friday, Cyber Monday?
Absolutely.
And I forgot, is there another one? do we have our things, you know, our things, our plan, our marketing plan in order? Well, Lynn,
yep.
well, you actually answered some of the next question. So do you have any final tips? Because, you know, I got questions, Lynn, questions. Do you have any final tips?
The only thing that I wanted to say in regard to social media is that, you know, and I think I kind of touched on it a little bit, is that timing is everything in social media. And you it's such a critical thing to, you know, especially as it relates to marketing. It's one thing if you're just using social media for fun, but if you're using it to market your business, you need to, you know, really invest in sponsoring some of your posts. And you need to invest in considering and really researching when your viewers are most active. And if you're not actively engaged, because social media, the biggest thing about social media is that you have to be social. And so, you know, just making a post doesn't always get engagement. just putting something on your page doesn't always mean that people will see it or respond. So you have to be social. You know, tag some people in your post. Ask questions. You know, if you make a post about, I don't know, I saw one of your posts, you had some trash bags. So you had a picture of some trash bags, which I found very interesting. And I said, oh, that's so cool that somebody, you know, put that up there. But, you know, tag somebody in that post and say, check out this picture. That, what do you think about this? Or ask questions, you know what I mean? Be social with people who you know are going to be social back, and that causes more engagement. That causes more people to get involved because if you tag me in the post, well, I have 900 plus friends on my page. Well, you know, some of those people may see your post, you know what I mean? So it allows you to, you know, get more active with other people when you, and I don't mean, some people do it and they just go crazy with the tagging, but, but, you know, gingerly, you know, put yourself out there so that, you know, you're getting more involved and that you're getting people looking at what it is that you're offering. You want to bring as much attention to your products, your services, your business, your organization. And I keep saying that because it's important that you be recognized. And if there are 900 million people out there who are looking at things on these social media sites, you deserve, your business deserves to be recognized, and you deserve a piece of the action, so to speak, so that, you know, people will know who you are and people will, you know, get involved in what it is that you're doing, especially if it's something that you feel passionate about and you feel that it's important and you want people to know about it. You know, put yourself out there and don't be afraid to really get involved in that aspect of growing a business. So,
and I think, and it's a funny story, the trash bags you saw, actually a client of mine texted me. She's like, Janet, it's snowing. And she said, I decided to tackle the third floor. So I texted her back. I said, is it all right if I just put the pictures? I'm not going to put your name or anything else out there. I just want to put the pictures. She's like, sure. Then the next thing I know, someone on my Twitter, my Twitter follower, she's like, Janet, I'm snowed in today, and I decided to tackle some clutter. So I was going back and forth between those two all day long, and you have to be engaging when you do social media too. So that's where the trash bags came from. It's like the snowed here on the East Coast, and people decided they were looking at this stuff, so they decided to tackle their clutter. Well, before I ask you the question, Lynn, how can people get in contact? You're just laughing because you're ready for this question. How can people get in contact with you, Lynn Edwards?
They can visit me on my website. I'm at www.virtual-excellence.com, and that's where most of the information will be for you to find me. My social media is there and all of that good stuff, so you can reach me on my website, virtual-excellence.com.
Okay. Well, did you hear that, people? You need to call Lynn. You need to retain her services. As I said, she handles my social media, my website. She helps me with my email marketing. You know, Lynn has some wonderful and creative ideas, and one of the things so wonderful is I let her flow. And when I let her flow, the next thing I know, I get emails saying, Janet, you've got money being transferred into your account. And see, that's what you want to happen to you. But my question, Lynn, my wonderful question is, it's marketing, it's kind of like a marketing social media. I received a postcard, and because, you know, I've moved, they sent it to my old address.
Okay.
But the event started on February 6th. The postmark is February 11th. Which kind of surprised me. Why would you mail it out after the event started? Now, by the time I got it, because, of course, you know, I moved, I didn't get it until last week, which I would say around maybe the 9th, the 20th, the 21st. So, how would you... My question is a couple questions. One, first of all, I feel that this postcard really it would have probably been more effective if it were an email campaign, because I'm sure this organization
Absolutely.
Has a huge list. And because there's a ticket price, they probably missed out on a lot of sales as a result of this, especially if the event starts on the 6th and you're mailing me something on the 11th and I don't get it until the 21st and it ended on the 14th.
Wow.
But also, should there have been, I mean, and I know the answer to this because I just think like that, should there have been a big, like you said, a plan in place to say, okay, this event is February 6th, so we have to make sure it's mailed by a certain date, blah, 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 blah. I mean, and that's my question to you. Should, I think sometimes we just want to, like you said, just get it out, but there's such a bigger plan that we don't really take into consideration. Does that make any
Absolutely.
Sense?
Absolutely. It does. It does. And if you have, you know, sometimes it doesn't, I want to say this because I think that people oftentimes feel in business that everything is going to cost them an arm and a leg. And sometimes if you just mm-hmm. get the right mind and the right person to help you strategize and help you work through it,
mm-hmm.
it may not cost mm-hmm. you as much money as I am very mm-hmm. economical, and I try to, you know, like I said, I always try to point people to the low-cost or free resources. And, you know, sometimes just the right mind and the right instruction to help you strategize it or to give you just a few tips to get on the right track will bring you better results, because I'm quite sure that, you know, if the event started on the 6th, it should have been in the hands of the people that you were trying to send it to by the 15th of the month prior so that, you know, people have ample enough time to know what you, and then from there, that should have, you know, you still should have been promoting it all the way through the end of the event. And that's one of the things that I was saying, especially with social media, that timing is definitely of the essence. You don't want to promote your event the day before the event only. You know, you should have been mm-hmm. developing a campaign around the event and, you know, pinpointing where and how the event when, what, where, and how. All of those questions should be answered on a continual, consistent basis up until the time of the event. And that's what I'm saying. Social media is a free venue. It's a free resource for you to really tap into to get people to know about what it is that you're doing, what it is you're promoting. But, yeah, don't send me something on the days after the event has already started and then hope and mm-hmm. pray that I'm going to show up. No, that's not how you do it. You want to grab my attention. You want me to know that you've thought about me well before the event ever started. I don't want to feel like it's like getting an invitation, like an afterthought, you know, oh yeah, and you too, you know. you want people to feel like they were the first thing on your mind when you, even though you have a huge list, and yes, you probably should have used mm-hmm. that list to reach out to people via email marketing, which is another wonderful tool, free most times, but if you have a large list, can be, you know, at a cost, but not, it's well worth it, I think, in the long run. So yes, I hope I've answered your question. Yes, you definitely need it.
But you
to have had
you have.
A plan in place to really grab, and that's why people miss out. And you know, when you go to these events and you see, you know, that they're lackluster attendance, you wonder, oh, well, did they mm-hmm. market it properly, or did they, you know, what did they do mm-hmm. to really reach people so that. And then sometimes, and then on the opposite end of the spectrum, I will say that sometimes people overdo it, and then they, you know, go so far as to, you know, like it's being shoved in your face every single time. So it's strategizing. You have to have a strategy. You can't, you know, do one or the other. You have to, you know, really pinpoint and be specific and mm-hmm. engage the right people at the right time with the right resources, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, this was actually a Valentine's Day show. So it was a Valentine's Day event. So really, they were competing against other people. So, yeah. Well, Well, thank you, Lynn. You have answered my question. And
you sound so annoyed by that. By that invitation.
Yeah. It's just so many little things. It's like, yeah, I felt like I was the afterthought.
Like an afterthought. Nobody wants
really
to feel
did.
That way.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, the event was the 6th. You know, you mailed it on the 11th. It's $25. And they did have online sales, ticket sales. So that was a good thing. So, my little pet peeves, Lynn. You know, you've been working with me long enough to know I have these little pet peeves. Well, again, let the people know how they can get in contact with you.
Absolutely. They can visit my website at virtual-excellence.com. All my information is there. My site is actually under construction, but all my info is still there, and you'd be able to contact me there, or you can check me out on my Facebook page at Virtual Excellence Biz, B-I-Z.
Thank you so much, Lynn, for such a wonderful, wonderful resources, wonderful information, and just putting some insight onto the thing so people can really grasp how valuable a tool social media can be and not be afraid of it. And I think it's just something that they shouldn't even do. So I thank you, Lynn.
You're so welcome.
Well,
my pleasure, Janet.
You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you have a wonderful. And thank you. Thank you, as always. And, of course, you know you'll be back. So I haven't figured out the topic yet, but you know you will be back.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you have a great evening.
Thanks, you too. Good night.
Well, Got Clutter, Get Organized podcast is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up to our URL, which is audibletrial.com/getorganized, you can get one free audiobook and 1 month free trial of service. And because of our topic is social media tonight, my book suggestion is The Art of Social Selling: Finding and Engaging Customers on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and other social networks. And it says social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest are changing the way consumers are making purchasing decisions, and tapping into the online communities has become a necessary part of an intricate sales strategy. Again, the book is The Art of Social Selling: Finding and Engaging Customers on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and other social networks. And you can get your free copy and a 1 month free trial of service at audibletrial.com/get organized. Well, that was a very informative interview, and I hope you'll take the information and take it in bite-sized pieces. As I said, you know, I'm on all of the social media venues, but I didn't tackle all of them at the same time. I focused on Twitter for about a month, making sure I got those numbers up. And the next thing I knew, I focused on LinkedIn and got those numbers up. And then there are times when I just focus on Pinterest, making sure my Pinterest page looks inviting and engaging, making sure that I schedule time every day to at least look at all of my social media venues, because so many of you connect with me via social media, and I want to make sure that I stay on top of your questions, your comments, your suggestions. So just do it in a bite-sized chunk so you can handle it. Well, it's time for Taylor Tip Time, and I just wanted to provide you with 5 tips to keep you organized as you market your business. The first thing is you want to go paperless. I create documents, you know, Word documents to list what I want to post in social media. As I shared with you, I have my social media calendar for the month and every day of the week, and basically I plan what I'm going to post. It can be for seasonal things, special events, et cetera, but that's how I stay on top of my social media. The second thing is I utilize email marketing. I started out with Constant Contact, which was free, and then I moved, and now I use One Shopping Cart, which allows me to do a lot more things. It allows me to email out my newsletter, but also I can it connects with my website. So should somebody want to purchase something, I have a shopping cart. When you sign up to the different free offers, it gets sent out automatically. So I've just graduated to one shopping cart. So that's number two. Number three, I use Hootsuite to schedule my post. Now, a lot of you know I had surgery, so there were some days I didn't feel like doing things, and I knew in advance that I wouldn't be able to do any posts. So I went in Hootsuite, scheduled them to make sure that the time while I was in the hospital and even a few days after, my posts still went out and I was still active and engaging in social media. So that's Hootsuite. Number four, if I see items, I might be out just, you know, reading an online newsletter and see a great tip on time management, or get another newsletter and see a great organizing tip, I create a folder. So I have a list of resources I can constantly pull on to use for future social media posts. And last, if I read something I want to mention, I either scan it or save it in my letter tray. So basically, a lot of times I read the New York Times, I read other newspapers, magazines, and sometimes I see things that would be of interest to you or to my audience on social media. So therefore, I rip it out. Sometimes I scan it, but most times I have a special spot in my tray where I put those items, and then when I'm ready to pull on that information, they are readily accessible. So again, go paperless. By just creating a Word document for your social media posts, use some type of email marketing venue, whether it's Constant Contact, One Shopping Cart, but there's others. Use some type of tool to schedule your post. I use Hootsuite. Create, if you read articles, tips, et cetera, in your email, create a folder so you can save all of that in one spot so when you need it, you can pull on it. And, of course, for the physical stuff, just create a folder or have a basket to put them in. So that's Taylor's tip time for this week. Now moving on to Janet's mailbag. Of course, I want to thank you for your tweets, your emails, your posts on Facebook. I want to thank all of you who are following me on social media. Thank all of you who recently started following me on Instagram. And I am Organizer Janet on Instagram. And also thank you for all of you out there in my Blog Talk Radio community, which is getting bigger. I'm excited about that. And I got a letter from Cynthia, and she said, I was doing so well. I had donated and cleared out for the holidays. I admit some I just put in a bag and figured if I did not seek it out in 3 months, it was not important. But now feel I'm backsliding. My biggest problem is paper. A whole lot is from the church. I have board ministries, councils, worship, outreach materials, and she said, you would think my church was my job. I do work from home, but always take work stuff in and file it at the office. So the problem is not the work stuff, but other stuff. I usually think I just may need to refer back to a document, and I'm afraid to let go. Just too much paperwork. I want to get back on track. And that was Cynthia. And I just let Cynthia know, I understand, you know, I used to be involved in church things that required so much paperwork, but now I institute my own paperless society. I email documents and notes and save them on my computer without printing a copy. I've really learned how to do that, and it's easy for me because if I can do it with this one government contract I'm working on, we have completely gone paperless. I feel that I can do it in other areas of my life as well. I have also learned to use my smartphone to jot down notes and ideas, and I bring to the meeting. So instead of having a notepad, et cetera, if there's things that I need to discuss at the meeting, I put it in my smartphone, I pull it out, and then as it gets to my turn to say things during the meeting, I just have my list right there. For older documents that you're not ready to let go of, you have two options. You can either scan them or archive them in a box by date. Because if you archive them in a box by the date, then you will decide at a glance if you're ready to let go of them when you see that you've had them for a while. Also find a location other than your home office to store archive boxes, or if possible, you know, just stack them in the office. So that way that'll give your home office a little bit more organized, clutter-free look. So I do hope that helps you, Cynthia. And I thank you for your email. And also, if anybody wants to email you, just go to janetmtaylor.com You go to the contact page and you can email me your questions. Well, today is Monday, so you know what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. I want you to toss the postcards, the flyers, the invitations to events that have passed or that you don't plan on attending, because sometimes we see stuff we don't attend, but it just kind of gets accumulates in a pile, or we have stuff from events from 2014, 2013, maybe even 2012, and we just hold on to things and thinking we'll get an idea, it'll generate something, and it never does. So tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday, so it's time to let it go. Well, now on to my suggestions for the week. My app suggestion, of course, is Hootsuite. You know I use it. I love it. It helps you manage your social media network, schedule messages, engage in your audience. And, of course, you can also measure your rate return on investment from the dashboard. It's wonderful when you sign in. You have a nice little dashboard with all of your social media venues, and you're able just to look at them and see how people are engaging, see your posts, schedule your posts. So that's my app suggestion. My product suggestion is the Knock Knock Paper Desktop Pad. And it's basically a pad, but you can also use it to write things on. It makes your pad earn its desk space. So you just don't have a pad just to have a pad. You can scribble on it, et cetera. And, of course, my app suggestion, as well as my product suggestion, will now be on my Pinterest page. So I'm going to start posting on my Pinterest page. But, of course, the product suggestion will be on my social media immediately following the show. And the Knock Knock Paper Desktop Pad is available either 5 days a week or Information Central. And a 60-page pad can be used as a mouse pad, a notepad, or a weekly or a daily planner. So this will allow you to have that extra space on your desk, because you'll just have a pad and you can use it as a dual purpose. Again, that's the Knock Knock Paper Desktop Pad. And my repurpose suggestion of the week is using an old mattress spring. And we all, some of us may be a little too young to know what that looks like, but it's using an old mattress spring. And people have creatively repurposed it and use it as a display board. And you can actually use it. Maybe you can promote some things about your business, keep you motivated on your goals, on track. Now, if you go to my Pinterest page and you go to the repurpose section, you'll be able to visually see what that looks like. So, now on to, of course, my free resources, because you know I love giving away free stuff. My ebook, 30 Minutes or Less, Simple Tips to Organize Your Life. These are 30 tips that you can do in 30 minutes or less to organize an area of your home, your office, and your life. That's my first offer. And, of course, my second one is 25 Tips to Organizing Your Office ebook. The 25 tips to help you organize your workspace, but also with that you get a free audio on how to have a smooth morning routine. So if you're having problems getting out the house on time and you just need some tips to help you get started, then that's the free audio. And that's when you sign up to get the free ebook, 25 Tips to an Organized Office. And 30 Minutes or Less is the other free ebook. And then, of course, if you need some additional tips, you can always purchase a copy of my 101 Secrets to Living an Organized Life. And basically, it's 101 secrets that will help you organize your home, your office, your time, all those areas in your life, and you can just take one tip a day, so by the end of the year, you will have tackled every area of your home and your life. And you can go to my website at janetmtaylor.com, and you can get a copy of that as well. Well, next week, I'm excited because Felicia Wallace-Benton will be coming back, and she will be sharing Finding Space, Closet Organizing Tips, because soon, even though it may not feel like it where you are, but spring will be here, and we'll be tackling those closets and getting rid of those winter clothes and bringing in all those spring and summer outfits. So that's next week. And then the following week, we will be doing Safe, Secure, and Organized. I will be having a safety expert, Nakia Stith, and she's going to be talking about how we can be safe, but also how sometimes our disorganization makes us a target for things, you know, whether our homes are full of clutter on the outside, how they could be a target for burglars. Maybe sometimes we may be carrying so much stuff, because I've seen you ladies out there, you've got the bag, the tote, the this, the that, and how you need to be more organized to be more safe as you're out and about in the world. And that will be coming up as well. But again, next week is Finding Space, Closet Organizing Tips from our returning guest expert, Felicia Wallace Benton. Well, as I come to a close, you know, I always like to end with a wonderful motivational quote. And it says, two words, information and communication, are often used interchangeably, but they signify quite different things. Information is giving out, and communication is getting through. So I want you to remember that as you work on your social media, plan your social media, and begin to dig in and tackle that social media. So I truly thank you all for listening tonight, and I thank you because this was show 296, so we're four shows away from our 300th episode, and I wouldn't have been able to do it without you. So I want you to have a wonderful week, and join me next week. But until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week.
Organization is the quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.